The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of the Coalition or of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
What's going on, people? Welcome to Throwdown, episode 247. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
Sup, people? Look at me. I'm actually home.
Chris Seeley.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
Carlos Romero.
Yo, yo, what it do?
And Adam Vale.
What up, Internet? What's up?
What's going on, people? What's going on? What's going on? What's up with my cursor tonight, man? I'm clicking on you guys, not even going. Oh, well.
Clicking on me. Don't be clicking.
Man, I'm clicking on your face. Skeet, 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 you know? Oh, okay, man.
Hey, Tony, we can't see you.
I can see me.
I can see him.
The people can see me, too, him. Man. Look at
I
me.
Just see some.
I'm taking up the whole screen right now.
Ah, I see the I see some boxes twirling around.
Oh, well, that's you see that the people see my ugly mug, you know, if you're on Twitch right now.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Manny can't. Is Gil
Nah, oh, now, man, now, man, now Manny's a
he was
icon.
Fading out. He was fading out. What happened?
Icon? There we go.
Yeah. No Brett action tonight. He is sick, and Brian is, what's Brian up to tonight? What British thing is he up to?
I don't know. He's just being British.
He's being British.
He's doing British stuff, you know, like, you know, drinking tea. Lounging around in his house coat, drinking tea, you know, having some crumpets.
Tea and crumpets, yep. The usual.
It'd be hilarious if he goes, I've never had a crumpet.
It still surprises me that he doesn't like football. I was like, shit, you can get.
Well, not everybody likes soccer, man.
Not all.
It's just like how in America, not everybody likes
baseball.
Football.
Baseball's falling off.
Yeah, not everybody likes football. You know, it's just how it is, man. It's just how it is. All right, so we got another one of those. I call it "fuck it" shows because nothing happened this week. You know.
Yo, man, what happened?
Nothing. That's what happened.
What?
So I just basically have a bunch of littler stories that. We'll try to work with. You know, I'm
little
saying,
tons.
Oh, by the way, I want to give a quick shout out to Dana Abercrombie. Now, she works for movies and stuff, right? She does interviews. Now, sometimes she gets alcohol from these people, right? She doesn't drink, so I get her alcohol.
Okay. What do we got today?
All right. Put myself here. So she gave me some champagne.
Champagne.
So tonight during the show, I'm gonna try to figure out how to open this fucking thing. You know, yeah. This is the champagne of champagnes. You know,
champagne.
Well, you got to be careful because it'll pop. Yeah.
I imagine seeing that during the fucking stream. I'm like, yo, how you open this shit? You know.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. You can't twist it off.
How the fuck do I open this shit then?
You can do it a variety of ways. You can, if you're strong enough, you can pull that shit off. Also, you can, you just gotta be careful because when that shit comes off, it'll like pop off.
Yeah,
and it might spray around and stuff. Yeah, like, I don't know.
Like those
you might need an opener.
Yeah, and then there's openers too that like drill into the cork and you can pull it off.
I do have one of those. Okay, because I could drill into the cork then.
Yeah,
I should have thought about that before. And I can't drink during the show because I'm not trying to leave to get a fucking opener. All right, so I'll
what are you talking about? We could vamp a couple seconds while you leave and come back, right?
Get a fucking cork it. I'll be doing that shit on air, you know.
Yeah, like you'll be like.
There was one episode where you got drunk. Do you remember that when you got drunk?
There's a few episodes where I got drunk. That'd be more specific.
There was an episode with Tony got drunk. The episode where Manny fell asleep.
There's a bunch of those, man. Actually, that's
we
the
had
thing.
During WrestleCast, Dana fell asleep last week. The six-hour one. Happened, we heard us.
You only know if I'm drunk if I just talk more than usual, because I don't even slur, as Manny will test, you know?
No.
And Carlos, too. He was like, this motherfucker's drunk. I'm like, yeah, I'm drunk right now. He couldn't
even test. I swear, both you, Chris, and Carlos have, like, the mutant ability to not actually act drunk when you are drunk. Mutants. Here's a funny thing. There actually is proof that there are some people that are genetically disposed to be able to take in like drugs and drinking all the time. And apparently, Ozzy Osbourne is one.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And that's why he's been able to survive being on drugs and alcohol for so many years. Apparently, his body is able to somehow absorb this stuff.
I'm just able to handle it, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man. Yeah. I wouldn't call myself one of those people, because I get, you know, if I get drunk, I'll get fucked up like that night. Won't feel good. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not saying that Ozzy Osbourne doesn't get fucked up, but it doesn't mess him up nearly as badly as one would think it would.
Yeah, no, you're right about that, because, you know, like I said, you know how many times I've gone drinking and I come home and I'm like, how the fuck did I get back? Like, I'm apparently self-sufficient, you know? I'm like, oh, I don't know how I got back, you know? You're
apparently Mr. Hyde knows how to get back. You know?
So I'm like, I must have taken a couple of trains and a bus, like, and I got a Subway sandwich. Like,
you got a sandwich?
You know, I'm telling you, I say 7-Eleven, I'm like, how the fuck? I'm like, I don't remember any of this shit.
Then you got a girl next to the bed. All right, do you have more money?
Carlos, what's your question, bro?
So here's the thing. Excuse me? I watched a movie.
Oh.
It's called Godzilla King of the Monsters.
Fantastic. Based on a true story.
It's a good movie. But I was wondering, why the hell isn't there a Godzilla game?
There's been plenty.
I'm pretty sure there's one. There was one. Yeah,
recently.
Actually, one already did come out this generation.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it did. Yeah.
Bandai Namco probably made it, if I'm not mistaken. You know.
And I guess I missed out, because I was like, man,
you don't miss out.
Probably wasn't that good.
Yeah, no, they're never that good.
Yeah, because then I was thinking, it's like, I guess Monster Hunter World is like the closest thing to a Godzilla type of game.
That's a good version of one.
Yeah. Remember that game for TurboGrafx, that wrestling
War of the Monsters.
Yeah, where you start banging off electrical cables and stuff.
Yeah. By the way, the game is literally called just Godzilla's on PlayStation 4. It came out 2014, pretty close to the beginning. I could have Bandai Namco. I was right about that. There you go.
You know the era that you called the drought? You know,
this whole generation's been the drought. Oh,
that time, you know, you weren't looking at Godzilla games then, were you?
Well, I never looked for Godzilla games. Let's just be real.
No, I mean Carlos.
Or Carlos has well,
I guess it didn't make enough buzz.
Didn't have.
I mean, there was a buzz. There was a buzz, but then the buzz went right disappeared instantly as soon as some people started playing the game.
Oh,
you fizzled out, man.
Oh. Yeah, they're just like, oh, okay. I guess we didn't need a Godzilla game.
Not even a nuclear bomb could help this shit out.
Yo, hold on, bro. 38 on Metacritic.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We'll talk about that.
Well, maybe we'd have to contact 2004. What was the 2013 version of us to talk about that?
Hey, we were doing Throwdown, man. As a matter of fact, we were doing this iteration of Throwdown already.
Oh, you know? Yes, we were.
Crazy, man. All right.
And Adam still didn't exist.
Yeah, Adam didn't exist back then. He just materialized.
He was summoned for the Throwdown.
It's me, Mario. All
right, man. Let's get into some fucking news. First up, we got the NPDs. Yeah, you know me. All right, so this July NPDs. Anything interesting happened in July? Look at this shit. I'm pretty sure Switch won again.
Probably.
I don't know. Let's go over the fucking games.
You saw something, wasn't it that Red Dead was on there?
Red
Dead. Because they lowered the price.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It ain't top 10, though. All right, let's get into it, man. Top 20 games of July. Number
Julie?
One. Yeah, Julie. She's a good-looking girl, man. number one, Madden. You already know. Hold on.
Madden?
Yeah. Hold on. Does not include PC digital sales. All right, so there you go for that. Number two was Fire Emblem Three Houses. Number three was Super Mario Maker 2. Number four, Marvel Ultimate Alliance. That's a lot of Switch games. Minecraft, number five. Number six, GTA 5. Can't stop, won't stop.
Won't stop the beat.
Super Smash Brothers, number seven. Mortal Kombat 11, number eight. Number nine is Mario Kart 8, still holding in there. Number 10, Brett's favorite game of all times, The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. The greatest open world game, the most original open world game.
The one that reinvented the open world genre, man.
You know?
Oh, shoot. By the way.
Yeah, what's up? This is weird. This we're the halfway point. Go ahead, man.
So, number one's Madden NFL 20. That released August 2nd.
Fucking. Think it did? So why are they counting it for July?
Was there pre-sales for this or something like that? Because this shit doesn't seem right. Because this came out, I'm looking at it right now, August 2nd it came out. I don't know. Oh, Adam, you're muted.
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah. We can't hear you. Either you have Discord muted, a plug came out, or your mic is muted physically.
That happened before, too. This shit just went off. That is weird. I don't know. Maybe it was pre-sales. All right,
an odd one.
Yeah. All right, number 11, Spider-Man's.
So it is funny, like, obviously you can tell that this is sort of the drought era.
Because people are buying old fucking games.
Because it's all a bunch of old games. It's like, why is, you know, like, obviously, you know, Zelda is going to be on there for a bit, but it's like Spider-Man's still holding on, you know, all these other ones are still holding on. I guess once the real big once we start back on the road of big games again, then all that stuff is going to probably drop back down again.
I'm surprised, like Rainbow Six Siege is still there.
Yeah. By the way, I need to kind of take a pause on the show because people, I'm about to open a champagne, man. Carlos, you said if you're strong enough, you could do it, right? So I've been working on it. Oh, I see what you mean. It like the force is there.
The force is strong with this one.
Use the force, Tony.
Your boy, son. I held the air in there and then slowly dissipated it.
Yo, man, now you're a wino.
Yeah.
I hear an echo.
I don't like champagne, but I'll fucking drink it.
What is it, red or
it's champagne. It's not wine.
Oh, champagne. Champagne is white, yes,
yeah.
You're right.
But yeah. Champagne. Yeah, because Carly said if you're strong enough, I'm like, I'm strong enough, I'm a man, you know.
Bottle of red. Bottle of white.
Yeah, what the fuck should I do with this shit? It looks like a mushroom, man.
You know what you do? You gotta you sniff it. You're like, yes.
Anyway,
there you go, Adam.
Yeah. Oh, Adam, that's you're back, baby.
I didn't touch it.
I didn't do nothing.
You saw it. You can see my hand. I didn't pull a Chris Angel.
Yo, man, you're doing that mind freak shit, man.
I just don't know.
I don't know.
All right.
I have something.
Yeah. Shout out to Dana. Anyway, so 11. Number 12. Rainbow Six Siege, number 13, Call of Duty, Black Ops 4.
Yo, man, people love eating that duty.
Yeah.
Oh,
shit.
Crash Team Racing, Nitro Fueled, Red Dead Redemption 2, The Division 2, Adam is back, man. Actually, sure. It never went away. It's always on our PDs.
Nah, it's always there. It's the install base. Oh, did I tell you that? I guess that could be news, man. I don't know if you guys received that email from them, from Ubisoft regarding.
Yeah, I don't get emails.
You don't get any emails from them. You're the only one. You're on their mailing list.
You and Hillary Clinton.
Yes.
Oh, damn. My bad.
I'm impressed. I don't get these emails, Adam.
I get all kinds of shit. So anyway, so they sent me this email. I was like, hey, we want to talk to you about this and that for the Division. Can you just do this quick survey? So I'm like, all right, so I fill it in, and it's like, oh, what do you think about this, you know, the point of 1 through 5 type of system. And then it got to the point, would you recommend
number five
game?
Is butter, right?
Yeah, butter. Yeah, it's like that. No, it didn't get any of those. And then it was like, oh, would you recommend that? And I clicked no, and it was but why, and like a big box, like, put in whatever you want. And I explained, and then it was like, all right, it took me to another point. So it's like, oh, we have these new events coming up for apparel. You know, are you interested in this? No. I was like, but why?
But why? Like,
well, why?
Yeah. Like filling your. I'm explaining because I think this is pointless. You know, it's like I want.
Yo, Adam's giving him a full review and shit, man.
Yeah,
man.
I go all out. I give like 2-paragraph long answers with this shit. You know, and then I was like, okay, we have some other events coming up. And again, it threw up, we got some special apparel one. And I'm, no, I'm not interested. But why? But then it's something, but why? And what would be a great replacement? I was like, how about you bring back exotic weapons? How about you do something like that as opposed to doing all these fetch quests where I need to get a key to open up a random chest to hopefully get a part to go build my exotic and then get stuff to get materials for it. You know, it's like you got everybody doing all this running around and farming for nothing. It was fun before when I knew I can go to a certain area and then randomly get that one exotic weapon, not get parts and keys and all this other crap. It's not fun. That's just not fun for me. And that was it. Yeah, it was pretty long, but I filled in all, you know, all the information and I sent them off.
And but they yeah, give you a coupon after, like, yeah, come back. Come to the event that we just kept on throwing at you 12 times.
That'll come after. Usually those type of deals come after. That's why I do all these things, because even though they say, oh, yeah, we're not, you know, keeping track, that's bullshit. They keep track because they can see the email that you're replying to. So they know exactly who you are. And like, that's why I keep getting these damn things.
They're like, oh, ho, ho, ho.
EA sends me all the time. They keep track of me because they see that I'm not playing Ultimate Team anymore.
They're like, why are you not playing this game? Don't you like hidden features?
No,
don't you like surprise mechanics? Surprise
mechanics, yeah.
Don't you like surprise mechanics?
It was like 2 months ago I received an email from EA. It was similar to that. It was like, hey, we made all these great changes. You need to come back into foot, you know, and check this out. And I went in and then I didn't go back into the app, and then like 2 or 3 weeks later, another survey came. Like, hey, we just want to know, you know, what's going on? What do you think of this and that? We're making some changes. How do you like this? I don't like any of this shit. Ever since they brought in the idea that I can build a team, because the way they had it was sort of like these basic card games where you can give up a bunch of cards and exchange, you'll get like a high quality card. That's common in a lot of these card games. And that's what they had. So it's like if I had a bunch of crap players, gold players, fill up a whole squad of 11, and I can junk them all, guaranteeing that I'm going to get a certain star player from whatever league that's from. So if I wanted the EPL, there's a section where you click EPL, you give, you know, your 11 gold players, and you'll get a high quality EPL. These freaking bastards, man, they got to the point where before you would get a real card. Now you get loan players. So I'm giving up 11 real players for a player card that's high quality, but I could only play him 10 times. That's bullshit.
Interesting.
We'll give you the loaner.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And then they kept doing that over and over again. It was like, oh, yeah, get this pack. And it was another loan player. I got a shitload of. And then you can't do anything. You can't add more contracts to them. So you just delete them. It's like, oh, you can go in on the auction site and go get him. I was like, it's super expensive. I can't get this guy. Man, and this is all because they don't want people to have those players. They want you to keep putting in the money to get the packs to hopefully get it. It was a scam. And after that, I walked away. And that started in FIFA 18. And that's it. Just don't bother with it.
But why?
But why, right? I'm trying to take all the money on my wallet.
By the way, Adam, I just want on the record, I want to play Street Fighter right now, man. man. All right, let's finish up the roundup here. So number 17, MLB. Adam, you already know the show. Mm-hmm. Number 18, New Super Mario Brothers. NBA 2K19, number 19, appropriate enough. And this one hasn't left.
Wait, that's the Super Mario Brothers U one, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yes, right.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And number also 20, another one that's still holding in there, Assassin's Creed Odyssey. Ubisoft, man, I'm telling you, these motherfuckers just make these franchises that just money. You know,
money.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting, man.
I still need to play that game, man.
Like,
we'll save about 100 hours, bro. By the way, that was my first and probably only platinum of this year.
Oh, dude, I didn't get one of this year.
Oh, damn. And the
last DLC came out for that, for the
Atlantis one. Yeah. And the reason I got the Platinum was because it would take me less time to get the Platinum than to 100% that game. Because I was like, after playing for like 120 hours, I'm like, please let me out. So I was like, fuck it, get the Platinum, get out of here. You know, it was too much, man. You know? Good game, though.
Is it better than Origins?
Yeah. To me, it is. But it's because I like the setting more, you know, ancient Greece and shit.
Ancient Greece,
but Origins is fucking nice, though.
Yo, man.
I would say I like the combat in Origins more because you have your shield and everything. A little too hack and slashy, Odyssey, but the world, you can't beat that shit. You're sailing around the Aegean Sea.
What in that game?
What happened? Did I cut out?
What? Did they get rid of all the blood in that game?
No, there's still blood.
I remember seeing numbers.
No, there's numbers too, but there's still blood. Go ahead.
I want to play that game, but the only reason I don't want to play it is because it's a carbon copy of Rise Son of Rome.
Right. Well, everything's a carbon copy of that. Let's just be real. by the way, let's look at this. This is kind of fun. This is interesting. So Mortal Kombat has not been number one or anything, right? But it is apparently the best-selling game of the year so far.
It's been holding out that, you know, you don't need to be the top to be the best-selling game, man.
Yeah. Number two is Manny's game.
I love you guys, but Manny, Chris, number two game of the year so far, Kingdom Hearts 3.
Mortal Kombat.
Yo, Chris, remember when you said that's just a bunch of fanboys on Twitter? Nobody's gonna buy this game.
Whoops.
And
I overshot that one.
Listen, man, if you're right 8 out of 10 times, you're allowed to be wrong 2 times.
when they count these numbers, are they counting for combining all the platforms?
Yeah.
Everything. All right, so because remember the Mortal Kombat, that one also launched on Switch.
That's right.
Oh, never mind. God damn it. I got in the PlayStation app. I was gonna buy Assassin's Creed. I'm like, let me buy it and load it on my PS4. Maybe I'll play it this weekend. And then I looked, I put Assassin's Creed, and I'm like, oh shit, here it is, 1979. I'm like, and then I noticed it's fucking Origins, not Odyssey.
Oh, epic fail.
Although I'm pretty sure it's still a good deal for Origins, but I want to play Odyssey more.
All right. By the way, and I love Brett, but I got to do this. All right, I'm gonna give you the Tony recommendation, Carlos, and I'm gonna give you the actual recommendation. First one is I'm gonna be like this. I'm gonna be like Brett, right? I'm gonna recommend shit to you because I want you to. That game is awesome, Carlos. You need to play it, man. It is fantastic. You need to do it. That's the Brett recommendation. My recommendation is like, yo, bro, this shit's 120 hours. You ain't playing that shit. Don't even bother. You know,
Origins or Odyssey
either. They're both long.
Carlos, you ain't got that kind of time, bro.
See,
that's how you make recommendations based on the person that you're recommending shit to. You know, like I know Carlos. You ain't putting that kind of time in there, bro.
I mean, if it's not Persona,
if the game took place in Japan, I would recommend it.
Did you finish Persona?
Oh yeah.
I finished that shit too, man. As a matter of fact, I finished it 1.5 times. I didn't finish my second playthrough because I had other shit to do. So
good. Mine wasn't 1.5, but I did play a lot second.
Shit. I just got a job. That was it.
Yeah.
That was the last time I played.
I was going to ask you who was your girlfriend. Mine was a doctor girl. She was older, man. Got like older women, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they got a job. They take care of you.
Yeah, man. Now, if I play it again, I'm going to go for the teacher with the, you know, let's go over the top 10 selling games of the year so far. So, number one, Mortal Kombat 11. Number two, Kingdom Hearts 3. Adam, your game right here. Division 2, number 3.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Number 4.
Yeah, I'm like, it's a fucking anthem, but I think, let's just be honest, I think it's probably the sales from when it was initially launched
for like 20 bucks.
Fuck that bullshit. Number 5, you already know, man, Resident Evil 2. Number 6, Super Smash Brothers. It's pretty interesting since that game came out last year. Number 7 is Red Dead Redemption 2.
Another game that came out last year.
Fuck? Yo, number 8 game, Carlos.
Madden. I don't get this shit. This shit didn't come out in July.
It didn't. No, it's got to be something going on with the EA Access and some kind of connection with that. Because I know they do get to play it early if you do something with it. But there's got to be some other connections. Because it's an August release. It's always been an August release.
And it's actually, I don't think it's released this early in August before.
No, you're right about that. It's interesting. Number 9 is Days Gone. Everybody, all the reporters shitting on the game, but it's selling really, really well. And number
that's another game that I need to get to.
You're not going to finish it, but you know, I say play a little bit of it, see what you like, see what you think of it. My thing is, for me, it took me a while to get into it because I'm just tired of open world zombie games. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but it was good. It got good. I'm gonna fuck your brain. It got good about 40 hours in. That's like worse than Final Fantasy 13. You know,
yo, man. When does Control come out?
You know, next week, I believe, actually. And MLB 19, The Show. But here's the interesting. Okay, so those are the top selling games of 2019 so far, right? But the top 10 selling games over the last 12 months. Little bit of a difference here. Very interesting. Number 1 is Red Dead Redemption 2, but what, I sold like 26 million? I guess that makes sense, you know? Call of Duty Black Ops 4, NBA 2K19, excuse me, Super Smash Brothers, Spider-Man, NFL, Madden NFL 19, Assassin's Creed Odyssey, number 7, number 8, Mortal Kombat 11, FIFA, number 9, and Battlefield 5. Okay, fuck.
Battlefield
5.
Should I run down the games per platform? Do you guys hear about that? Yeah, we're not gonna do that.
Is that a new thing?
They do it occasionally, but I don't feel like going through that shit.
Weird inconsistencies. Like there's always like every MPD is always something new they add. Like, oh look, we added this. Oh no, we took that away now.
By the way, shout out to Milky Quartz Moo for hosting us, man. Appreciate that.
All right.
Salute, you know.
Thank you.
All right, man, let's move on.
Keep it milking.
Speaking about Anthem, so Anthem's lead producer, who has been at BioWare for 8 years, leaving the company.
Oh.
So he just said, after 8 amazing years at BioWare, I have made the decision to move on and have accepted an exciting opportunity at another gaming company. Interesting. Since the first time I played Baldur's Gate many, many years ago, BioWare has been a dream place I wanted to work for. I don't know if this, I mean, what's the other company? Did they even say what it is?
No, he doesn't say what it is.
Well, okay. But it is interesting. I got a question. This might be like kind of, I'm just going to ask him. Do you think he would have left if Anthem was doing better?
Who knows?
Well, here's the thing. Like, I feel like there's a lot of things going on over there at BioWare that a lot of the old people are not really happy with. A lot of people in this place are not happy with.
I would say it's not even just a factor. Like, I agree with you. If it had done better, maybe it'd stay. But it's also what BioWare head office did to the Austin people. He was from BioWare Austin. Man, pulled into Anthem, pulled off whatever they were doing, and remember the Jason Schreier article?
That's
said
right.
that Austin was giving them suggestions because of the work on Old Republic and stuff. It's like, this is how you do stuff, and they got told. So he you know, if you feel marginalized like that in your role, you're like, well, we're not really part of the company, and we just do shit for you, and you don't care what we think. So he probably was like, fuck this.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I don't know. Again, just conspiracy stuff. But I'm like, I think. Yeah, he may have seen. But then who knows? Yeah, but you're right, because everything at BioWare is just so fucked up now. It's sad, man, what's become of that company, you know? Okay, by the way, and I'm reading it from IGN. Irving worked at BioWare Austin, like you said, Texas branch. They were responsible, the Austin branch was responsible for the Old Republic, Star Wars Old Republic, and the live service portion of Anthem.
Oh, live services.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's no longer live. Anthem, pre-recorded.
Yeah, right. Anthem has struggled. Yeah, no shit. You know?
Tell us something else, IGN.
Again, but the thing is, like, and this crazy part is, think about it. The game, you know, it pretty much floundered, right? But it made so much money in the beginning, it kind of doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying?
I guess
you need longevity.
Yeah, it does. But I like they already made. I could be completely wrong, but they made enough money off of that. Just like Ubisoft made enough money off the word first Watch Dogs, you know. And Sony made a lot of money off the Order 1886, you know.
What was it? The Killzone Shadowfall.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, go ahead, man.
No, I was going to say they made money off of me, man. I bought Killzone Shadowfall because it was on, like, that or Knack. And
I bought both of them. And I don't really sell games back. I sold both of them back. I sold both of those fucking games back. Trash. I want to see that one guy who's a stan. Oh, I love Killzone Shadowfall. That was the greatest game ever.
You know what pissed me off about that game? Uh-oh. It wasn't dark. It was all colorful and shit. I'm like, this isn't Killzone.
That was the only thing I liked about the game. I liked the colors, you know? I just didn't like everything else about it. You know,
I mean, it looked good, but it didn't... I don't know. That aesthetic didn't...
You do realize that was the one of the first examples of... that was Decimo, but the other thing, it was one of the first poster boys of a non-standard resolution throughout the whole game, where like some parts in the distance are lower resolution than the stuff in the foreground, a variable resolution.
Interesting. I didn't know.
Everybody got pissed off about that one. That was the big one that game did. And everybody was like, they're lying to us. It's not really 1080p. It's in different ways. Now everybody's like, okay, whatever.
Yeah. I forget. What is it? Variable frame rate?
Dynamic resolution.
It was the first known example of a dynamic resolution for the game. So it wasn't 1080p. It was, in different sections, it was different ways to kind of keep the keep the gameplay consistent.
Yeah.
Now everybody does it.
Yeah, everyone does it now.
Yeah. Man, by the way, go ahead, bro.
Yeah, I don't know, but like, because I'm not sure how quick the turnover rate is for, I guess, lead producers. Because I'm looking at his Twitter page, and it's like, gamer lead producer on Anthem. It's like he has a link for Anthem, so it's like, I guess Anthem was just a huge part of. Like his work the past couple of years. So yeah, but I guess it's like move on to the next game, I guess. Yeah. I wonder what kind of jobs these kinds of guys get on other companies. Do they want him as a lead producer for another company or what the hell did they do?
Mm-hmm. They could. I mean, he's in Austin, so not necessarily that he has to stay here. I mean, if he got recruited by another game studio, he could get recruited to Redmond or California, wherever. But if he was to stay here, Bethesda has a big presence.
Oh, that's right.
They may have snagged.
That's true.
Isn't Gearbox also there?
Yeah, I think Gearbox is here. There's a couple of the studios here. The biggest one, I think, is Bethesda.
Yeah, I mean, Austin in general has a lot of tech companies. A lot. So it's like, there's the gaming stuff and there's like other shit. Pretty sure you can find a job there pretty easily.
Yeah, he'll be all right. And it wasn't like he was like let go or fired. He willingly left. You know what I'm saying?
He's like, I'm done.
I'm done, man. See ya.
Done, son. Later. Deuces.
Deuces. You know, later, people.
See you on the flip side.
Yeah. Fucking autoplay, man. I hate that shit. Everybody heard that probably. Anyway, so next story, Adam, this is for you, man.
Oh shit!
Your boy, your boy Cliffy B may be coming back, baby.
Coming back to Gears,
to gaming. Remember how he obviously
he retired and
quote unquote retired.
So, this is second time, man.
Yeah, so he tweeted out, "Ugh, guys, I kind of have a game idea and it won't get out of my head. I thought I was truly done, but then Super Brain shows up. Ugh," and then he replies with, "and in all capitals, like Hip Hop Gamer." And it's not a fucking battle royale.
You mean like your last fucking game? Oh, I'm going to slap you.
Yeah.
I just don't know.
Wait, hold on, Manny, was that the one before or after the Hero Shooter ripoff?
Come on, man. You actually have an idea for a game as opposed to ripping off of whatever else is on the market. Good for you, Cliffy.
I just don't understand why he keeps saying that he's retired. Just say, you know what, I'm just taking a step back to figure things out, like a new game. He's not really retired. He never really retired. He said that after Gears. He was like, I made buckets of money. Now I just buy toys and cars and keep my wife happy. And so he was always posting this shit online on Twitter. I had to unfollow him. I just got to know. It was just like, a rich guy talking about all the shit. Here. Look at my nice car. Oh, I just got these new video game machines. Oh, I just got this. I just got that. I'm like, all right, that's great. Do something. I'm not doing shit. I'm just having fun. Then, all right, goodbye. And I stopped.
I mean, you know, I'm glad that he's got an idea for a game. Hopefully, you know, it's something.
He shouldn't jinx it. He shouldn't say shit. He should just wait till it's actually picked up and done and say, oh, yeah, guess what? And then, boom, send, like, a video or something. You know what I mean?
If he really wants to create a stir, just make it a Sony exclusive.
Oh, yeah, instead of an Xbox exclusive,
right? Instead of an Xbox exclusive,
yeah. Actually, no, the last one was a PlayStation exclusive, and that cost a stir when Xbox says, oh, you sold us out, Cliffy B. You know, you started with us. Fuck out of here, man.
Which game was that? Was the next PlayStation exclusive?
I think it was the hero shooter game. It was only on
Outlaws?
Lawbreakers.
Yeah. Lawbreakers? Really? I don't think it was exclusive. I think it just was not on Xbox. It was on PC too. But the Xbox guys, they got fucking pissed. They were like, we gave you your career, Cliffy, and you're leaving us? Like, they said this shit.
Mafia? Like, you we got you in. You!
Well, I wish I was making
you that up. You are the chosen one!
I mean, it's gotta be tricky because even with Gears, though, remember, the Gears characters were just the Unreal characters, just put in a different setting. So he didn't have to start from scratch with that. So it's going to be interesting to see what he has in mind. And I hope it works out for him. You know, it just... Stop saying you're retired all the time.
Is he going to go back to using Cliffy B, or is he going to use his full name?
Well, he's been Cliff Blazinski for years now.
No. He's been trying to downplay the goofy nickname that he needs. He needs to come back full force, you know.
It's kind of funny because he's always like, "Call me Cliff Blazinski," but his at is the real Cliffy B. Yeah. You know,
maybe his games will be better if it's Cliffy B.
Listen. Yeah, he needs to call up that guy. Call up that dude to make games again.
You know what? I'm not gonna say nothing. I was gonna say something mean, but I'll stop.
Go ahead. Well, you know, retro is everything. Like, Doom's back, so maybe it's time for a Jazz Jackrabbit to come back.
Oh, shit!
Boy. Oh, that game.
My God,
he was in the room when somebody said, "Hey, let's make that game."
Amen. Got to start somewhere. Please don't autoplay. All right, there we go. Good. Thank you, IGN. Okay, so this is kind of interesting. So you guys know how for a while, Quantic Dreams games were PlayStation exclusives, right? Then they got bought by that Chinese company. Now they're on PC. Now, moving forward, all their games are going to be multi-platform. So you're going to see Quantic Dreams games potentially on Xbox, maybe even Nintendo. Very interesting, right?
You know, what's funny. Their breakout title, Indigo Prophecy, was on everything.
Yeah, it was. I remember I didn't play, but I know it was on PS2, but it was on Xbox, wasn't it?
Yes, it was on Xbox. In fact, it was better on Xbox than it was on PS2.
Oh yeah, well,
you remember Indigo Prophecy or Fahrenheit?
Yeah, Fahrenheit.
Oh yeah. No, Fahrenheit.
I know that game. But yeah, so it's kind of interesting. So moving forward, I don't know about their past games, but moving forward, they will be having all their games multiplat.
I mean, that's cool for them. Yeah, I mean, you know, they can always make some more money on those games. You know, that's cool.
It's NetEase is the one that owns them now. They purchased a minority. They purchased a minority stake, but you know, yeah.
Huh. NetEase is buying up a lot of companies.
Yeah, man.
Just saying, China. That China money.
Who's them? Is NetEase, and then there's Tencent, the other big one, right over there.
Well, yeah.
Right.
Then you have the other one. Station Nordic buying all the other studios.
Yeah, Chris, go ahead.
Well, they're not Chinese.
No, I know. Tencent's bankrolling Epic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's the one that, to be honest, like, I know a lot of people don't trust, you know, those Chinese companies having access to your data like that.
I can't blame them.
And there's another one. There's Perfect World.
Oh, really?
Perfect World is a Chinese company. Yeah, they're buying up an American MMO.
And speaking of China, the president lifted the tariff. We're not having that. So that way, remember we were talking about that before, about the consoles and the games and the pricing going up. And they pushed it to December, late December. So that way, the holiday season, people don't have to worry.
He's Master Blaster. He set embargo off.
Yeah, well, next year consoles.
Embargo lifted.
Yeah, well, that next gen consoles are next year. So who knows, man? You know? Damn
pre-orders. They take your money now. That way it carries over.
Yeah.
Mr. President, the United States makes a lot of money off of the holiday season. Can you turn the tariff off? Because 90% of everything is made in China.
Like, shit, even the flags. That was the worst part. American flags. They said,
what? 90%
of our flags are made in China. Are you kidding?
Come on, man. You gotta I want my shit knitted by Betsy Ross.
Yo, I want that shit made two blocks away from me at some Iowa farm. I don't want that shit coming from China.
Come on, get fuck out of here, man. China's doing too much, man. In the movie, I'm not gonna get into that right now. Fucking the way the movie industry's going, I'll stop. I'll stop.
It's just big money. That's what it is. It's just there's so many people there. Remember, the wake-up call for me, and this is all game really still, is World of Warcraft. When that turned into a movie, it bombed here, and it blew up over there.
Why am I not surprised?
It blew up. I was like, holy shit, but this is a bad adaptation. Didn't matter. They loved it.
Well, I hope they... Yeah, I'll stop. This is the next story. THQ... Here's what's interesting. The stories keep saying that it's reviving Saints Row. I didn't even realize they killed it. You know, I thought it was just not
around.
No, I didn't either. I think that's a misfit because, like, I think the media thought after Agents of Mayhem that Saints Row was kind of dead. But nobody said that. They just did a spinoff and didn't do well.
So they're going back to what works, exactly. You know, so this is interesting. So not only is THQ Nordic bringing back Saints Row, apparently the game's in quote unquote deep in development. It's also bringing back Dead Island 2 and Time Splitters. Time Splitters, that's a name I haven't heard in fucking years. You know,
now Dead Island 2, that's been on and off through multiple developers. So they might be starting from scratch because that was having a lot of issues.
Wasn't Time Splitters a fucking railgun shooter?
Person shooter.
What happened, Manny?
It's a first-person shooter.
Yeah, first-person. Okay. For some reason, I thought it was an arcade type of game.
More of an arcade sort of first-person shooter, but yeah, it was made by all the people that made Perfect Dark.
Interesting.
I'm always getting that mixed up with this game. Maybe you guys know the name of it.
Time Crisis. Remember. That's what I'm getting confused with.
Was that it? Is that the one with the guy with the chainsaw?
I don't know.
And it's a fighting game. And you chop off a guy's head.
It was a Namco game. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm getting Time Crisis and Time Splitters confused. Gotcha.
I don't know. I know something time.
Yeah.
I don't know the name of the game.
I don't know, man. I think Saints Row was kind of fun because it was like, hey, this is the crazy GTA. I don't know if that shit works anymore, man, because GTA is not the crazy GTA. You know what I'm saying? Like, they brought all the craziness back, and then with all the mods you could do and shit.
Who knows? Maybe they'll bring in their own Saints Row Online.
I didn't think about that. That's a good point. You know?
That might be the world. Just being online.
Saints Row, I know they had, like, co-op online. I never tried it myself, but I know they had them, but they'd never done, like, full online. By the way, we're just speculating right now. But that would be kind of interesting if they did that.
Gats in Hell. Whatever that one had.
So, they don't have a time date or anything on this shit, but very interesting. I wonder if they're going to, like, go crazier or if they're actually going to, like, scale it back. Because I kind of would like them to do, like, more Saints Row 3 type of thing where it's, like, it's crazier than GTA, but not as crazy as fucking superheroes and shit, which they had Saints Row 4.
Anybody here know anything about the developers?
About that development team?
No, not THQ. They're the guys working on it.
I don't know.
Wait, who is it? Deep Silver?
Is it Deep Silver?
I thought they made the old games.
I thought it was a different studio that they had.
No, it's Volition. It's the same studio.
Oh, it's Volition?
It's the same studio. Volition. Yeah, it's the same studio, you know.
Okay, all right. So then, yeah.
So that means that essentially off of Deep Silver.
Yeah, Manny, say that again. You cut out a little bit. Go ahead.
Does that mean that bought bought Saints Row from Deep Silver, because that's who was making it before.
Yeah, because if they
bought that property. Yeah. THQ Nordic bought them. That was a big deal. And when they bought that, Darksiders, remember? When they also
bought Darksiders. But it's weird because Volition used to own Saints Row. So I guess they got the rights back. I don't know. It's kind of interesting.
Oh, no. Where is Nordic getting all this money? And I know some site I was listening to, they looked it up and they said, hey, they're actually turning a profit from all this.
Yeah,
they're making good games. They're just not making crazy expensive games. They're doing like what the old THQ used to do.
Yeah, they continue
don't have on. Extravagant maybe, budgets.
Maybe that's why they decided to keep the toy headquarters. That's what THQ stands for. I guess that's why they decided to keep.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what it stands for, so I guess that's why they decided to keep it.
The only reason why they did it is because it's a known name. Nordic Games is not known.
Yeah, nobody knows that shit.
Yeah, but THQ also had a bad rap for bullshit games. Movie port games. And the only thing about the only one that made money for
wrestling games. In the end, they actually had a pretty good reputation. It's just their games weren't making as much as they wanted, as the higher-ups over there wanted. So essentially, Nordic just bought the remnants of THQ and just like their main name, recognizable name.
Yeah. Well, I am excited because they also have that partnership with Nickelodeon. Remember, they bring in the SpongeBob and all that stuff, which I don't care about, but I do care about Ninja Turtles. And that's under Nickelodeon. So hopefully, we'll see something with Turtles.
Yeah, the last Turtles game I remember was the one that Platinum did, right?
Yeah, Platinum. Mm-hmm. That was the last
Which one. Was...
yeah.
That was booty. That was booty.
All right,
then there was one for the 3DS.
You gotta have something, though.
Gotta have something. Yeah, all right, let's move on. Okay, so Apex Legends, you already know. It's normally like a three-player type of Battle Royale game. Now they're adding in a solo mode, so it's becoming a traditional one. Go ahead.
A bit more time to make a story mode.
No, there is no story mode. It's just you're just one guy against 100 people, as opposed to three guys versus 100 people. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And this is for season 2. By the way, I never understand how seasons work in these battle royale games. I'm like, I'm talking about movies right now. It's like, you know, or TV shows. A season was a year. Like, it seems like seasons are like seasons in this. You know, like you know what I'm saying? Like spring.
It's even less than that, man. Wow, it's even less than that. Yeah, because it's only like 2 or 3 months, or maybe like 2 months. I feel like it's less than that because they're on season 8 or 9.
But like that's Fortnite, but they're doing it like quarterly releases.
So it's a new season, because Fortnite's up to like season 10. I'm like, how the fuck is season 10 when the game's been out for 4 years? You know?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
And the reason I'm bringing this up is because apparently, I wish Brett was here for this, some people are cheating the system. You know, like basically you have 100 guys in there, but people will still team up with each other to take out other motherfuckers, you know?
That's fine. Why not?
Yeah, but, apparently they're like, oh, this is not sportsmanlike or whatever, you know? But I'm like, it's
who's online.
The people that are playing the game.
Oh, okay. Yeah. If it's not the company saying, then forget it. It's not going to happen. Nobody's going to do anything about it.
All right. I'm going to call. I'm reading this from IGN. The issue lies with quote unquote teaming, the practice of ignoring the rules and grouping up with other players to pick off the rest of the match's competitors. And they had a Reddit video. But you're right about it. I'm like, how is that? You know what
that
I'm
happened
saying?
In the real Battle Royale movie. Remember that? That's just how it's worked.
Yeah. So people how is that cheating then? You know.
Not cheating.
Like, hey, man, you could do it in the game.
There's nothing against, like, in the other Battle Royale games, it's not like you need to, you know, if you team up with somebody else, it's not like the game's like, no, you can't do that.
All right, Chris, what were you going to say?
I saw that in streams of Friday the 13th when it came out. Like, people showed they were, like, the guy who was Jason would communicate with one of the campers, and they would lead him to the other campers so he could kill all of them. Yeah, so he could get the win. Yeah, because he doesn't know where they are really. Like, he has to look around. The guy would run around and then he would just go kill everyone.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, I mean, come on. If you give people that thing, like, yeah, why wouldn't you want to make them you turncoat? If you think about it in a movie, that could be like you leading around Jason to kill all the other people in the house, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. To kill him. Let me live.
That's a sequel, by the way. That's the next movie. That's the whole plot, you know? One guy said, yo, man, fuck those guys, man. You let me live, I'll tell you where all of them are. They're having sex over there, man. It's crazy.
I have your mother. I have your mother's sweater in her head.
I'm not going to say nothing for you.
Yeah, by the way, Apex Legends is another one of these games. Remember, it was like the hottest fucking game of the year. No one's really talking about it anymore. Or at least the buzz has died, you know?
It was the hottest game of like a month, maybe.
Right?
People got used in that realm got used to always getting updates, remember? And that was the issue. They said that they were too slow with the updates.
Yeah. Yeah. And meanwhile, Fortnite was just pumping that shit out. Yeah. You know?
That's it.
People were like, fuck it, I'm going back to Fortnite. You know, they got Ninja over there.
And it was always something new. And then I heard the latest scandal is the dog. Did you hear about this?
Wait, a dog?
You got to get those battle passes. And the whole thing is, if you get the battle passes, there's certain items that you can get, and they're exclusive just through the battle pass. And when the battle pass expires, then you can't get the items anymore. It's not available for purchase for anyone else. Anyway, there was a dog in one of these battle passes, and now that's gone. But then the dog came back with a mask. It's the same exact dog, but with a mask, and it's like $10. So a lot of people feel cheated because, like, no, wait, why are you doing this? You said you weren't going to do that, that it was just for people that had the battle pass. Now people would just go buy it, so it's not special. And they're like, no, but it has a mask on. So it's dumb. They're just trying to make that money. That's it. They know it's popular. They know people want the dog. And they're like, all right, how do we bring this in? Put a damn mask on the dog.
It's crazy. By the way, this is interesting. This is just an event, a solo event. And it's temporary. It's going to end on August 27th. So, you know, there you go. I'm going to take a wild guess here. I don't think a lot of our fans care about Apex Legends. You know? Whatever.
Yo, man, they got to put the Titanfall robots in there. Fuck all this.
Yeah, man.
Put the robots in there, man.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, they said they tested a version out with the robots, and it just didn't work right.
That's bullshit.
Yeah,
we've seen it. You know, then don't even bother that, because that's what people want.
Yeah, Adam,
that's me.
Is Titanfall 2 your favorite game of this gen?
Oh, Adam, say something.
I'm thinking. Shit. Hold on.
We need that Jeopardy music right now.
Of this gen, it's up there. It's up there with it. It's probably number two, because first I would have to go with Division, the first one. That's still this gen.
The butter game.
The Division was this gen?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that was a...
I thought it came out, like...
No, 2014, man.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
So the Division would have to be up there. Until Dawn, that's up there, too. That's one of my favorite games. That shit was awesome. And... yeah, but Titanfall 2, yeah, it's up there. Yeah, I bet it's one of my best, my favorite. I played that over the weekend when the kids came to break my shit. They saw the poster I had up on the wall. I was like, oh, put that on. I'm like, okay, here we go. Don't tell your parents.
That's crazy. All right, and the last story here, I just threw it here just for the fuck of it. So remember how we talked about that kid that won the Fortnite championship? I think he won $3 million or something.
Yeah,
crazy.
Yeah,
my man got swatted. Live on air.
No.
Yeah, like apparently he was playing Fortnite and the fucking police showed up at his crib, you know, and this was all caught on tape, you know. Thankfully they didn't bust into his house like that during stream, but apparently his father came in and he was like, the police are here. He's like, and his first response was like, fuck, I got swatted, you know. So yeah
he already knew, man.
He knew he was up.
So that means that somebody figured out his address.
Here's the thing, and this is scary. You could find out anybody's address now.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The shit is not, like, hidden, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that kind of sucks.
I'm surprised he's even still playing and doing all that. He's just got millions right now. Now he should start focusing on school and other things. Like, you're done.
I mean, but he probably likes playing it.
Yeah, but I mean, not on that level. He can still play it, but you know what I mean? Like,
Well, he was just doing a stream. You know, he wasn't doing like a championship or nothing. He was just streaming.
Yeah.
I mean, kids do that these days.
It's yeah. Streaming is a regular thing, dude. You know?
Or doing it right.
Like, back in my day. Yeah. Well, yeah, back in my day, I used to have my friends over, and we all used to play.
We all used to stream. Yeah,
we sat on a couch. We had controllers.
Yeah. Carlos is right, though. Adam, what are we doing right now? We're streaming, man.
Yeah, Adam, why don't you go watch us?
We also don't have $3 million in the bank each. Yeah. If we did, I'm sure a few of us would not be here.
Yo, I'm not going to start, but if I had $3 million, man, I would burn every bridge on Twitter and never come back. You know, everybody would get it. So. Hey,
you say that now, but then what will you do with your time? You might end up installing it back again.
Yeah, I'll be happy. That's
you addicted to that. No, I'll be doing pretty good. Everybody else.
Yeah, no, look at my tweets, man. I'm only tweeting like 5 things a day now, man. I'm good.
Only 5 things a day.
Yeah, well, compared to like fucking 50, like before. Come on, man. You know,
here's the thing, though.
What's up?
You get $3 million. Well, first of all, the prize was $3 million, but he's gonna get a lot of that shit deducted because of taxes. Yeah. So he'll probably get, I don't know, maybe $1 or $2 million.
That is if his parents don't steal that too.
Well, that's true.
Well, they have to take because he's 16; he's underage.
Yeah,
he can't even open up a bank account.
Yeah, so he can't use that money right now. That's either stashed or his parents are gonna buy a new house or something. I don't know. Yeah, so he isn't doing anything with that money. And by the way, if you win, let's say you win that money,
yeah,
like it's a lot of money, but you'd be surprised how quickly that shit might go.
Yeah, if you're crazy, you could probably spend that shit in a day.
With $1 million, I could live off that shit the rest of my life, man. If you do it right, you know.
Shit, well, remember Rodney King? He blew all his money within a month in Vegas.
Wow,
he got millions from that lawsuit, and he was broke. Two months later, they were like, "Yo, he spent everything in Vegas."
Rodney King?
Yeah, Rodney
King. Remember the one that took the beating and all that stuff?
Yeah. For some reason, I was thinking of Don King.
Vegas. Don King got fucked up.
No. He said Vegas and King, and I thought Don King. I was like, okay, but there was probably a fight, and he probably just gambled all his money away or something. I don't know.
Yo, no, when you said Don King, I'm thinking about him like getting his ass beat on television. Like, damn. Oh, God. All right, so that's it for story. So what games have we been playing lately? Adam, I'm starting you first, bro.
Shit. I'm still playing RoboCop on MAME. Playing Spy Hunter on NES. Super Mario Brothers World, Super NES. Still playing Marvel Ultimate Alliance on Switch.
How is that?
It's fun. You know, if you like those type of games. It has that Diablo feel, which is great. And it's got all the characters you would ever want. I'm always using the same damn character, so it doesn't really change up for me. And I'm about to get back into Until Dawn just to get the good ending, to get everybody alive. Like that bothers me. I should have had the platinum in that. I played that game over like 6 times, but I never bothered doing the
you know, I got ending. The good ending, but I didn't find all the totems. Those are really hard to find.
I'm only missing one totem, and I know where it is, and it's linked behind one of the butterfly effects that I missed. If you keep one girl alive, she has a totem that she finds, but you have to keep her alive, and she always dies in my. So, I found a great guide, and I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna just do it. It's one of those things, time consuming, but it bothers me. You know, everybody has that one game in the back of your head. I was like, shit, I should have just did this a long time ago. And then there's a coworker of mine, and he's into horror games. He was like, what's a good horror game? I said that one, and he's been hooked. And every time he comes in, he's telling me, oh, I got this. I'm doing this. This is a great game. It's fun. And then it's motivating me to get back into. Of course, they got that new Man of Madonna that's coming out, and that's the same element. So it's getting me into the mood.
Yo, man, it's calling you.
Calling me. What else? There was something else I was playing. Contra, still playing Contra. Oh, I beat Final Fight again.
Nice.
But this time I did it on the main one just to see if there was a difference. There's no difference. No difference.
Oh, same the arcade shit. Version, yeah.
Yeah, the arcade version. Because that is the same one that they ported over to the Switch. Because I have the Switch Capcom beat 'em up.
Yeah, it's the same one, yeah.
It's the same one. So I just wanted to know if there was anything different because, you know, with what's his name? Cody. getting kicked in the face. But yeah, and that's pretty much it. Yeah, that's pretty much it. That's what I've been playing.
All right. Chris, what have you been playing lately?
I actually went back to Ghost Recon Wildlands. Trying to get, like, everything. So, I went through the... Done with the story missions, but still trying to kill... And that mission's fucking impossible. Like, I've tried it so many times.
Which one?
The Jungle Move? That mission. The Predator.
The Predator one. Oh, yeah, no. Well, you need a crew. That's the other thing. You gotta let me know if you're all souped up. Then there's a few glitches that we can run. There was one that I tried because, you know, once you get close to it, it disables calling for backup and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But if once you get close enough, you can still call for reinforcements. And since I have mine maxed out, if you have yours, we can get a whole crew. And they eventually do follow you. They don't shoot at him, but he shoots at them. So he can shoot at them, and then we can start taking fire on him. So that way he's focused on something other than us. You get it?
Yeah.
So we can...
All right, well, try that. But I was doing all the story missions, so 100% of that, I'll just have to go get El Sueño, and then that'll be the end of the story. But what I'm going around is collecting all the weapon parts, the Rebel Ops, the bonus medals before I do it.
Yeah, but cool thing is you don't need all the... If you're going for the plat, you don't need all the accessories. You just need all the guns. The accessories, there's no trophy for it, and it's not linked to anything.
Oh, okay.
So the attachments, all the attachments, you could just forget that. Just go for all the guns and the docks and the medals. And then the most pain in the ass part, though, is just getting all the resources so you can get all the upgrades, because you got to constantly steal the trucks, and hopefully the trucks don't take damage, so that way you get the full amount.
Yeah, man. Also, I played Horizon Chase Zero. I mean, I was like, it's just a racing game, so trying to do all the races and get the platinum for it. And the races get really fucking hard.
Oh, man.
But that's it. That's all I've been playing. Just focus on finishing Ghost Recon.
Nice. I've been, or I'm about to start playing Rad and fucking Onaniki. Onaniki comes out next week. I got the review for that, so I'm playing that all weekend. And Rad, I got to jump into that. But it's not like a big game, so I could pump out that review pretty quick. And I played, Onaniki is made by the same people who made I Am Setsuna and Lost Fear. You know, like old traditional Japanese kind of type RPG and stuff. And also, what else? I've been sneaking in a little bit of Dragon Quest Builders. It's one of those games where, like, if you want to listen to like a podcast, it's a good game to just play, you know, to kill time or whatever. But other than that, yeah, and I'm waiting for Control, obviously. That would be cool. Not Cho-Aniki, fucking Barry, not that one.
That's right.
Adam just remembered five other games he's playing right now.
I just remember one, because that's right. I could talk about it now. I'm playing the Man of Medan.
Excuse me?
Right. And up tonight, I'll be playing co-op for the first time, because I'm going to do a whole little thing on the co-op experience. Because remember, the Until Dawn, it didn't have co-op. It didn't have anything. So I'm interested to see how that pans out. And I wonder if it's similar to what we were talking about with the Friday 13th. Remember how they were like, you mentioned they were setting people up. Oh, he's over there. Yeah. Go get him. I wonder if that's something you can do in co-op. Like, if you're playing, can you just set up?
Hey, go get some of the other characters.
Yeah, and kill off one of the other characters.
Yeah, we'll get that motherfucker over there. Yeah, that'd be crazy.
Exactly. That would be crazy. Because it's not even that's multiplayer. There's multiplayer and co-op, and multiplayer is a whole other experience. But the co-op, so far I'm liking it. It's pretty good.
Cool. This counts because I played it for a preview. I'm going to have a preview of this new game called Greedfall. It's kind of like Dragon Age, but like more cinematic-y looking and stuff. And it's kind of crazy.
Can you say it right?
I did say it right. Fuck Brett. He ain't here. What's interesting about this game is like it looks, you know, really high production and all that. It plays great and all that. 20 motherfuckers made the game, man. It looks crisp as hell, too. You know, it's really cool. Yeah, but if you like Dragon Age, those type of games, you'll dig it. You know, there's a cool thing about it. You know how, like, most fantasy games are, like, you know, medieval type of settings and stuff. This one's a Renaissance era, right? So it has like the fancy dresses and all that shit. But obviously, since it's the Renaissance era, there's still enough of the medieval left over to kind of feel familiar. But like everybody's dressed so fancy in this game. Like, damn, you're going to war with all that fancy shit on? That's crazy. You know, let me, where you buying this shit? The Gap, you know? It's crazy.
We went to medieval Gap.
Yeah, Renaissance Gap, man.
Renaissance,
you know?
Gap.
It's like, yo, you got all these buttons and colors and shit, you know? So, so
man, how long does it take to put on your pants again?
Yeah, right? Like, hold on, man.
His
pantaloons. His pantaloons. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Greedfall is pretty cool. So, I don't know when that's coming out, this year, probably. Actually, yeah, it is. It's coming out like September. Don't quote me on that. I could be wrong. But it's coming out pretty close.
Do you remember?
Actually, I'm going to have a bunch of shit for you guys. So if you go to geek.com, plug in my shit right now. I don't do that as often.
Shout out.
Yeah.
Do it.
Yo, man, so, I heard that you work for the geek.com.
Yeah, actually, is that true?
Do you work for geek.com?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm a freelancer. I've been freelancing there for 4 years, man.
I don't know. Are you sure? So people look this up to see proof?
Yeah. Look at my my fucking author bio, son.
Oh, really?
You got receipts? Excuse me?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Go to my Twitter.
Did you play that new 8-Bito controller? Did you review that?
I did, actually.
Oh, you know? Did?
Excuse me?
People need to look that up.
Yeah, and today I actually just released my review of the new Logitech, son, not Hot 97. So, anyways, no. I reviewed the new Logitech G915 or G915 gaming keyboard. Man, it's fucking dope. It's wireless, really clicky. It's like a hybrid between like a regular kind of keyboard with the low, keys, but the mechanical feel, you know, really dope.
It's mechanical. It's a mechanical. Do you have to charge it or does it take batteries?
Okay. I'm glad you asked me about that. Okay, if you play with the full RGB settings, you know, lights all the way and shit, brightening, 30 hours of gameplay. But if you play it without all that shit on, 1,200 hours of nonstop gaming.
Don't play it like it's a Disneyland float.
Yeah. I should have brought that shit up for you guys. But yeah, so I got that. So yeah, this week I'll have, let me see if I can keep this shit right. Actually, I don't have to keep nothing right. I made a list. I have so much shit coming this week, I needed to make a list. It's one of those weeks. So Greedfall, Rad, DC Universe Online for the Switch, people. Got that review coming. Did you Astro A50 headsets? I'm going to have that for you as well. And then,
Shit.
Yeah. Funny story about that. Actually, I'll tell you off. I probably can't say that on air.
That's Logitech also.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's all the same company. You know, they hooked me up. Yeah. Actually, you know, I can say this. So I got this package on Wednesday. I'm like, I didn't even request this shit. Cool. You know?
Nice.
Yeah. By the way, for you guys who've been following me for, you know, since the beginning, right? Back in the day when I was at STF and Play, right? I would have to beg these fucking companies to send me anything, right? You know, and I got to the point where I'm like, I don't even bother anymore. So it's a trip to me where I literally get sent shit all the time. And I'm like, I didn't ask for this. But it's still weird that I do get. I'm like, because I still have the mentality. I'm like, I'm not going to get nothing, you know? So yeah, it's kind of crazy. So I got that. So I'll have that review for you, and also review the pretty much anything Logitech has released in the last like 6 months. I've reviewed. So go to geek.com, go to Tony Palago, all that, or make it easier, go to my Twitter at Romudeth, Romudth. Look at my bio. It's all there, man. Throwdown, geek.com, all that shit. By the way, everything I said right now is literally what I say every time I'm on other people's podcasts. Like, where can we find you, Tony?
You know? We find you.
Yeah, go ahead, man.
So, and a lot of people might be interested to know this question too, or the answer to this question.
Oh.
What do you, like, you get, like you said, you mentioned you get Logitech stuff, you're getting controllers and all this stuff to review. Do you keep most of that or all of that?
Yeah, it's very rare when I'm asked to send shit back. Very rare. You know, I'm actually having to do that this week. I'm not going to mention what it is, but I'm sending something back. But it's very rare. I keep most of this shit. It's funny you mentioned that, because I was going to do, like, here is my, pile of things I've reviewed, you know? Because it's just sitting there, you know? Because once I use the keyword, I'm done with it, you know?
Are giving some of that stuff that's maybe a few years old over to some of the fans, you know. We can do a couple giveaways, man.
Yeah, you're right, like a year
sitting in the corner in your house.
Although I'm gonna keep that fucking keyboard for myself.
Of course you're gonna keep the keyboard for yourself, you got a Logitech keyboard not long ago before, so
yeah, I'm keeping that too.
Fucking hoarder now, man.
This shit is butter, man. You know, hey, listen, I'll be real. I'm a poor motherfucker, man. What if my main keyboard breaks? I got a backup, you know?
Yeah, you just go to the local site. You go to the local friggin' what do they call it? The local pawn shop. Like, yo, man, how much you gonna give me for this? Yeah,
no, not local. I got that shit right here, man. And also got the Astro controller, man. It's crazy. You know? Mm-hmm. By the way, shout out to Paris Lilly. He posted a picture of his the last two Astros headsets that he got and the controller. I'm like, man, you ain't fancy. I got all that shit too. You know?
I have a Astro 840s that I still use.
Yeah, that's a good one. And Adam, you already know AB Do, man. I got that shit.
See, all day, I'm still waiting to find out from them, but then we'll talk about that after.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. We will talk about that.
Yo, so I've noticed something. So it's not a Bido, right?
By the way, I call it a Bido, but Adam calls it a Bido.
Yeah, that's what I call it.
Yeah, because I don't know how to fucking say it.
Because I got a Bido from you, and I don't know, but I watched. So I was watching a video of someone talking about one of the controllers, and he kept saying, a Bido.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm like, what the hell is this dude trying to say? It's like, isn't it Bido?
But Bido. That's what.
But you read it and you're like, oh, it makes sense.
I say Bido, like 8-bit do. You know, that's how I say. It. I'm probably wrong. You know,
it's because it's a play on Nintendo.
That's what I'm saying.
Is it a play on Nintendo?
Yeah.
8-bit do.
I'm a fucking idiot. You're right about
Nintendo. I thought
do 8-bit, but in reverse 8-bit do. That's what I overthought the shit. I overthought the shit. It's 8-bit though. Like Nintendo, I didn't even thought about that. I'm a fucking dumbass. I overthought the shit. I'm like 8-bit, do 8-bit. Oh, that's clever, Tony. You're overthinking the shit, man.
Yo, man, you club.
Yeah.
Yo, man, retroactively take away that cred, man.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's one of those gamer things. Like, you know, when you're in the game, it's like, yo, how do I climb that shit? You're trying to find the ledge or whatever, how to climb. It's like, yo, there's a fucking ladder right there, bro. Just take the ladder. Hey,
well, I mean, nowadays there's a game that innovated something where you can climb anything.
Oh.
You know.
Nobody.
We can use a ladder.
Anyway, man, you haven't played nothing, have you?
I have only one thing I've been playing, and it's Bloodstained: Ritual of the Night. So now I'm a bit further now. I think I showed you that crazy speed run. I was like, I did it in 30 minutes. I was like, I can't do that. But there's some techniques in there that you can do, with like the infinite jump. The infinite jump, which allows you to jump in the air without having to get the upgrade that that Miriam gets. But I only did it once. It's fucking hard as nails to do, but yeah. So I managed to fight the boss that allows you to double jump, and now I have to go into the area where I have to fight like a purple dragon thing.
Oh yeah,
on this thing. But I'm kind of just exploring around and running around, you know, upgrading my little shards and things. Man, those friggin' portraits are like the most overpowered like secondary ability that you get in that game. You know, the one where all the you like you press the button and all the paintings like twirl around you.
I never even tried that shit.
That thing is so overpowered, man. You just toss that on and it just protects you from the bosses. You can just run through an area with that thing on, just rotating around you.
Well, I know what I'm doing next.
Mm-hmm. You never did it?
I never bothered. I just used it.
I never used it either.
Oh man, that thing is like stupid, like especially when you start upgrading it. Like you know, you get the extra shards on it, and then you get like, you know, you start using the, you know, alchemy to make it stronger. That thing is insane. Another one is there's this item that you get from the stupid cow. Okay. And it's an alchemy, a secondary ability. So what happens is whenever you have the damn thing activated, there's a chance that when you use alchemy to create something, it'll make a duplicate of that thing that you just duplicated. Well, and then what you could do is you could just break it down into parts and, you know, use it to make other things.
Interesting. Create. All right, and I'm guessing that's the only game you've been playing. Manny?
Yeah, it's the only game I'm playing for now. I mean, I only really play it on weekends if I can, and other than that, I'm still commuting up to New York City. Got to do it all the way up until September. So one more month.
Yeah, people will see the fruits of your labor soon.
Soon you will see the fruits of my labor. Yes. I can't say what it is, but I went to New York for at least 3 months last time. So what do you think I'm working on?
By the way, well, people, if you've been paying attention to Throwdown, you know exactly what he's talking about. You know, not even the clues. Like, we literally told you what he's been doing for the last 3 months. But, so, that's going to be coming out, this year soon. Should be interesting.
Mm-hmm. Fruits of your labor that people can pick up right now.
Yes, there's also
what is that? What
is also that? Excellence.
Oh,
this is excellence. This is excellent. So yeah, I'm burning the candle on all ends at this point in time. So I'm full time coloring comic books. I'm doing motion comics. Two, three motion comics at the same time. One's coming up real soon. I can't really talk about that one. And the conscious stuff. So yeah, I'm all over the place. That's why it says One Man Studio on my Twitter account now.
Manny, it's like, hey, what do you do, man? Everything.
Everything. Right. Everything.
You got the glow. You feel the.
So yeah, that's what's been giving my time. But I can't wait to kind of get back to a little bit more of a regular schedule, and I can sleep better.
Yo, man, you making art, man? That's what's going on streets right now. That's what's hot.
Yo, man, it's always going on. It's going on right now.
That's right, man. All right, Carlos, have you played anything besides chess?
You'd be surprised. The answer is no.
Oh.
But
Apex Legends.
I said the answer is no. I haven't played anything other than chess.
Oh, we let thought the answer yeah, no
let,
that you weren't.
Let me
playing
ask
chess.
You, man. Like, it's just nothing's interesting you right now.
No, nothing. The only things that are interesting to me are kind of backlog things. But for some reason, when it comes to backlog, I procrastinate a lot.
You mean you ain't no going back?
Yeah, it's like
hard. I get that all the time.
To me, it's like, man, like, I just think of games that like I haven't played yet. Like Assassin's Creed's and like one of those examples we talked about that earlier. I'm like, ah, man, I want to go. I want to play that game, but then I'm like, fuck, it's gonna be like
too long.
It's going to be, over 40 hours, probably 100. And I'm like, do I have time and patience to do all of that? And to me, it's like I always look forward to the new game. It's like Control is the one that I'm waiting for. But like before that, nothing came out that I was interested. The only thing that came out was Pedro that I played.
Mm-hmm. That was fun.
Pedro.
My fan Pedro.
And but nothing else other than that. Just a interesting story. We had a chess tournament. We're having a chess tournament, and I had my first match. Was it Monday? And they put me against the strongest competitor in the fucking thing, man.
Did you lose?
Yeah. It was a close match though. So that, at least that was good.
How do you know he wasn't just playing with you?
He wasn't, because like you can tell when you're playing like you can't, like, if you're playing against someone that's like equally competitive, you can't mess around, because one, if you mess around with one move, that determines whether you win a game or not.
Damn.
Or match or whatever, what do they call those things? Yeah, but that's about it.
I'm gonna throw you under the bus right now. No trails of a cold steel, man.
That's on the back burner. I haven't played.
Yeah, I'll be honest, man. Like, that's a series I want to check out, but like the time commitment.
The only reason I want to commit to it is just so freaking Riku, man.
You can get off your back. Hey, Carlos.
Yeah.
Hey, Kyle, they need to read that. They need to play it, nigga.
Yeah.
Shout out to Riku, man.
Yeah, man. But it's, I like JRPGs, and I haven't, like, this generation at least, I haven't really played that many. So it'd be interesting. Persona and what else?
You didn't play that Square Enix one, right? The one that's the throwback one.
Yo, you didn't play Dragon Quest XI, man?
I played a little bit of it. I didn't play a lot.
Ooh, it's still waiting for me. I still have mine still sitting here.
Game is fucking
my
awesome.
My birthday present from Chris.
But yeah.
Manny's like, "Where? I need time.
I need time. Can I just split myself in half and like have the one working, you know, we trade off the working me and then the, you know, the one that has time me?"
Well, I mean, you need to split off, but then you need to be able to like join back together so you can get that satisfaction at the end.
Oh yeah, but then what happens? Like, what if one of the other me's is just like, "I ain't going back.
I'm just staying here.
I'm staying here."
By the way, this is not the question show, but this is pertinent to what we're talking about. I think we said that before. It's like, even though this is not the question show, if you have a question about the specific topic we're talking about, please ask and do the third. And it's funny because I was thinking about this the other day. Do the third. Ask Manny, are you ever going to do any more live streams drawing?
Well, that all depends. I mean,
on time, baby.
Yeah, it depends on my time. So, you know, after September, things are going to be clearing up. But that is also the same time I'm got to prepare for New York Comic Con. I already have something in the works for that. Which you got, if you're going to New York Comic Con, you should stay tuned for that one because it's pretty cool. And yeah, that's pretty. Oh yeah, New York Comic Con and Anime NYC. So that's those two things I'm going to be doing in October. And November.
You mean you drawing anime characters?
Well, you know, funny thing about me and anime stuff, right, is that video games, I draw a lot of video game stuff, and video game stuff teams to work in anime environment, so that's how I was able to, skill it, see? You know, it's like anime shows are like all things Japanese, and I tend to draw a lot of Japanese games, but to be honest, like I put, for the hell of it, I put out a BioShock print that I did. Which was an official one. I put that out for sale, and like a bunch of people snatched it up, like, "Man, I love BioShock" at the anime show. So
interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a lot of
gaming is kind of universal. When you go to a comic show, an anime show, or any other show, like, you know, that's like fan, you know, fans and stuff like that, game stuff tends to work.
Cool.
Yeah. I wonder if I can do a Contra Rogue Core one. I wonder if Konami will let me.
That'd be interesting. But yeah, do the third. Manny's like literally working like, what, 16 hours a day? And I'm talking about, I'm adding travel to that too, so.
Yeah, like I give you an idea how my day goes. So I wake up every single day at 5 a.m. in the morning to catch a train that goes down to Philly. From Philly, I take the 9:30 Chinatown bus, which is a Chinatown bus. This Chinatown bus goes from one Chinatown to another. On the East Coast, we have these buses, these bus companies that are like Chinese owned, and the only places they go to are to other Chinatowns. So you can literally go take a bus from New York Chinatown to Toronto Chinatown, or take it to Boston Chinatown. So I take that bus, get off in Tribeca, take a nice 30-minute walk up to my job. And then, and then I work at the job. Then I get out at 7, or usually at 6:30, you know, so I can catch the bus home, catch the 7 o'clock bus home. Then take the evening train, which is the 9:10 train home. And yeah, I'm usually, sometimes the buses are late, and I'm usually doing the podcast on the actual train. So if you notice, I'm talkative more this time, but you know, usually on the train, I keep myself a little mute so I don't get all the noises. But yeah, so that's my whole day.
Not a lot of time for streams in there.
A lot of times. And then, to be honest, like usually after I can only stay maybe up for a few hours after the podcast, or, you know, after, you know, to do some work, because I need to get up back up early the next day. So
yeah,
you know what they say. The only sacrifice is your time.
Yeah, pretty much. It's like that Willy Wonka meme you posted. It's like, you know, yeah. he's walking with his cane all fucked up, and then he rolls in, and he's fine. He's like, "Oh, that's my day." You know,
that's my day in a nutshell. I'm like, come home limping around, and then a couple hours of sleep. Boop, boop, boop. I gotta go back to work.
Drinking copious amounts of coffee.
It's funny. I don't drink a lot of coffee because just don't. I mean, I just haven't. Sometimes I have. I notice I drink a little more coffee than I used to, but it's mostly just a nice, just a cheesy Dunkin' Donuts iced coffee in the morning.
I never used to drink coffee, but now that I'm like a full-time writer, I drink coffee every single day.
Sometimes, sometimes you need that little bit of
juice, man. You need that juice.
A little bit of,
I have to drink coffee.
I was talking to my brother, and he's like, "Yeah, he's addicted to coffee. He's just drinking like 10 cups a day."
Oh, shit, no, I'm not that bad. I'll drink like maybe 2 at most, you know, depending on the day. These things happen, and then of course you're fucking staring at screens all day. That kills your fucking sleep, you know.
Oh yeah, so
yeah,
busy life. But you know, I just look for this stuff. I just look at it. It's like, you know, it's only going to be till September. It's a good gig, and you know, whenever you're doing freelance, you always want to have those sorts of, you know, kind of heavy, you know, good paying gigs to kind of help you, you know, help you along the way, you know, when, you know, something goes bad on one project. And so it's just right now, it's just kind of been trying to float at least 3 projects at the same time and then ending and beginning close to each other. But, you know, that's just the way freelance is.
Cool. All right, man. Before we leave, a couple of updates. Episode 250 of Throwdown is coming up soon, people.
What is this?
I don't know what the fuck we're going to do, but we're going to do something. I know Riku-san's going to be on the show.
Getting torrents on there?
I'll try to get torrents. One thing is, I just realized this. Normally, the show would have been on the 5th of the month, right? We're going to have to do it on the 4th because Manny and I are going to go see this band called Demons and Wizards on Thursday. That jumped up.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, listen, Demons and Wizards, they've never been to America before. They're the first time in America. They're pretty much Blind Guardian and Ice Earth mixed in one. John Schaefer, Hansi Kirsch. So, yeah, sorry, guys. You have to deal with us a day early. But we'll probably,
the metal.
They got to see the metal, man. We're going to do that. Not probably. We're definitely going to do that on September 4th, 10:30, usual time. We'll have Riku-san on one. I'll try to get Torrance. Torrance will probably be down. You know Torrance. He's never said no to me. Every time I've asked him on, I should get hip-hop on.
It's funny because our annual, our anniversary episodes also tend to be like old school, Warzone reunions.
That's right, yeah. It's a war zone. Yeah, so
what's up? Is Warzone already in? I think it was. What is it going to be? Episode 400?
That's going to be the final one. Yeah, that's the final one.
Where are they at?
I don't know. Because Torrance, you know, I'll be real right now. Torrance, you know, I love you, man. He's not consistent with his shit. You know, he should have been done episode 400 months ago. But Torrance, you know, he only does episodes when he feels like it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me?
It's not like us. We're locked, baby. You know? Can't stop.
Yeah, I mean. How long has it been since we actually listened, missed an episode?
We haven't.
We haven't missed them.
In
this carnation of the Throwdown.
Never.
We've never missed a middle episode.
We may have rescheduled a couple episodes, like, you know, Wednesday or whatever, but no, we've never, and I'm proud of that. We've never missed a single episode. The only time we've been inconsistent, I would say, is during E3 when we have more episodes than usual, you know?
Yes.
Because remember, inconsistency works the other way around, too. It's like, if you have more, that's not consistent, motherfucker.
Yeah. It's like, yo, man, you had like 10 episodes that one week.
Yeah, like, what's up with that? Man, you're only supposed to have 2. Inconsistent. pretty crazy. So this will be our 5th year anniversary, people. On the Coalition, on YouTube with this incarnation. Crazy. Where the fuck does the time go, man? It's crazy.
I mean, it feels like yesterday when we started doing this thing, man.
It's interesting, man, all the things. But, you know, we'll reminisce on the past in 3 weeks, man. Crazy. You know, by the way, I should say this, too. Not only is it 250 episodes for this podcast, right? Also, Throwdown Questions, which is literally 500 podcasts in 5 years, man. Holla at your boys.
That doesn't even include Otanami, man.
It doesn't, man. Yo, Torrance, man, how come we did 500 episodes in 4 years and it took you like 10 years to do 400, man? What's up with that, man?
Oh, shots fired! Is you,
man? Oh, man.
Calling this dude out.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I'm just saying, man. Oh, Torrance, we love you, man. Shout out to his emoji. Anyway, man, thank you for watching and listening. Subscribe to Throwdown on SoundCloud, iTunes, and YouTube. Follow us on Twitch, Twitter, and the Facebooks. At Throwdown Show. Links are located in the description below. Once again, I was your host, Tony Polanco. Tonight I was joined by Emilio Lopez.
I'll see you later, guys. I don't need to do a plug because I just already did it.
Yeah, yeah. Chris Seeley.
Hey, take care, everyone.
Carlos Romero.
This is good, people.
And Adam Vale.
And have a good weekend.
All right, man. We'll see you. Don't do drugs, man. We'll see you on Sundays, man. Later.
Later, guys.